Last week, we were talking about the joy of the Lord. We're living in perilous times. So many people, their heart is failing them for fear. The saints of God are being worn out because of the pressures of the age that we're living in. But this should be a time of harvest. And Christians, I believe, we can stand out and be more effective than ever before because we have the joy of the Lord living within us. And that's something that the world is seeking after. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. We see it's a manifestation of love in Galatians 5:22. The meaning of joy is a condition, the state of the soul due to being right with God. Joy is not happiness. Happiness, my friend, comes from happenstance, things that are happening around us. But joy is what is within us. Joy is affected by what one is. Joy comes from experiencing God. Joy from God leaps from within the heart and the soul. Joy is born in the heart of the disciple. Those who belong to Christ, they will have joy. The unbeliever does not have this divine joy. It says in Romans 14:17, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Oh, yeah, there is joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the reason I just love spirit baptism, because of the joy it causes your heart to sing. The hearts of God's people should be filled with joy, my friend. This is what Jesus said in John 15:11. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Did you know that even the Old Testament prophet spoke of the joy of the Word of God? There is something about getting in the Word that will produce joy in your life. Jeremiah 15:16, it says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Wow. The word, when you devour the word, it produces joy. The psalmist David realized that in the presence of the Lord, there is joy. In Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." If you're not experiencing the joy of the Lord, get into His presence. Begin to worship and exalt and extol Him. Get into His Word and begin to bless His name. Begin to devour what He says. And I want you to know it will transform your heart and your mind today in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, that's a choice you need to make daily. You need to choose the Word. You need to choose the presence of God. It will defeat the oppression, depression, and the fear that the enemy tries to control you with in Jesus' name. And speaking of choices, our coaching CD this month is with Tim and Amanda Kane. They're going to talk about the power of choice. What choices are you making that have led you down to the wrong path? Can you make right choices and things change? I believe so. Your coaching CD this month, and every month you get your coaching CD with a gift of $15 or more when you write to He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. You can listen and give online at he'salive.net.